An entertainment venue described as the heartbeat of the community has shared his joy after plans to demolish it were thrown out. Proposals to demolish the de Havilland Club and build 24 apartments were first lodged on October 28, 2021 by AUI Investments Limited and refused on May 12th of this year. Manager Malcolm Cubbins has been involved with the club for 30 years, having taken on a number of different roles. He said, "I have put my heart and soul into this club, and the Falmouth community have helped the club pull through. It is an old building, and we have done our best to keep it maintained, and we don't want to knock it down and build a new club." Over the years, the club has raised thousands for charities close to people's hearts, including the NSPCC, Derry and House, Bolton Hospice, Royal Bolton Neonatal Unit, Cancer Research UK, and many more. Malcolm said, "There are so many things that we have done at the club over the years. Everyone gives each other a hand, and all the money we have raised for charity and for people is because the people of Falmouth have come together. It's the heartbeat of Falmouth," he added. "It's never lost its character after all these years, and it's important to a lot of people. The history of this club goes way back. To pull this down would be an absolute sin. The club needs to be here." In the decision notice from Bolton Council, it says that the proposed development would result in the loss of a valued community, social and recreational resource and asset of community value. It added, "The loss of the de Havilland Club would lead to an unacceptable impact on the local community, and would therefore be contrary to Bolton's core strategy, policy and guidance. The proposed building would, by virtue of its design, height and siting, fail to meet the council interface distance guidance of residential buildings and would have a detrimental impact on the outlook and living conditions."